VOA News. I'm Tommy. The toll of coronavirus deaths in Italy alone passed 4,000 Friday in the world's worst-hit nation. It suffered its worst single-day death toll with more than 600 as worldwide fatality swept past 11,000 and the number of infected topped 258,000. Despite the fast-growing numbers, there was positive news out of Wuhan, China, with no new cases reported. That's where the pandemic began in December. Trying to slow the spread of the coronavirus, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson effectively closed down the United Kingdom Friday, ordering pubs, restaurants, theaters, cinemas, and gyms to shut their doors indefinitely. Johnson said he understood just how wrenching it is to take away the ancient rights of the British people to go to a pub. There was reaction.
There are many people that come here as their point to relax. There's family time that's involved. And that's taken a lot away from certain people. But then again, obviously, on the other hand, it's good. If it's going to get rid of the virus.
I understand the pubs being closed. But 6 months is a bit of a long time to not go to a pub. For us English person especially, we all live for the pubs, I believe. And I think if the pubs close, then the world's just going to go insane.
U.S. Vice President Mike Pence's press secretary said Friday someone in his office has tested positive for coronavirus.
The White House says a member of Vice President Mike Pence's staff has tested positive for the coronavirus. Pence spokeswoman Katie Miller said Friday the staff member, who was not named, did not have close contact with either the vice president or President Donald Trump. The individual's contacts are being traced in accordance with guidelines issued by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Pence has been the point man for the Trump administration in the fight against COVID-19. I'm Mike Gracia.
And this is VOA News. The United States said Friday it had begun the massive task of looking at to repatriate thousands of Americans stuck overseas in the coronavirus pandemic as lawmakers press for more urgent action. With much of the world imposing restrictions and airlines canceling flights, the State Department has warned that Americans overseas risk being stranded for an indefinite period of time. With hospitals complaining of critical equipment shortages, President Trump is tapping rarely used executive powers to gather more help from the private sector against the coronavirus pandemic. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
The Defense Production Act allows him to push businesses to produce and collect supplies like ventilators and masks.
We put it into gear.
The administration's also effectively closing the Mexican border to most travel except trade, similar to a move with Canada this week. It's also suspending some student loan interest and bumping the income tax filing deadline by 3 months.
Your new date will be July 15th.
Amid the announcements, the president took exception when a reporter asked for his message to people fearful of a virus that's now killed more than 10,000 people globally.
What do you say to Americans who are watching you right now who are scared?
I say that you're a terrible reporter. That's what I say.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
A union official says Air Canada will lay off 5,000 employees because of flight cuts traced to the coronavirus. AP's Charles de Ledesma.
Canada's largest airline is cutting routes and parking planes amid the pandemic. The group says the decision is temporary and workers will be returned to active duty status when the airline is able to ramp up its network schedule. The layoffs affect 3,000 plus mainline employees as well as over 1,000 flight attendants at Rouge, Air Canada's discount brand. The Montreal-based company says it will suspend the majority of its international and U.S. flights by March 31. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Kenyan medical practitioners who helped in the fight against the 2014 West Africa Ebola outbreak have been deployed to Nairobi's main hospital to treat coronavirus patients.
Peterson Washira was one of 155 Kenyan medics who went to Liberia and Sierra Leone in 2015 to help fight the Ebola outbreak that killed more than 11,000 people. 5 years later, Washira and other medics are applying what they learned from tackling Ebola to combat the coronavirus in Kenya. Kenyan authorities announced the country's first confirmed case of coronavirus last week.
Mohammed Youssef reporting. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.